This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. There's a lot of debate about how to manage people's property when they're living on the streets. Well, what happens when someone's most prized possession is living and breathing? One San Jose shelter has started opening its doors to homeless people and their pets, and it hosts a monthly free veterinary clinic in partnership with the city's Animal Care Center. Reporter Leslie Griffey has the story.
Calm down. You're getting your ear medicine working, huh?
Jeb Brooks is patting the head of his fawn-colored pit bull, Ragsy.
Well, we hang out in Oakland a lot, which is quite a ways away, but because I wanted him to get some shots, because I don't know what he's had, and now he's got everything, so.
Brooks and Ragsy made it all the way to an industrial area south of central San Jose, where the Home First shelter offers beds for people and pets, along with a makeshift vet clinic.
There's pet turf back there that is a safe place. And these are beautiful kennels. They look like little pavilions.
Stephanie Demos is the chief development officer at Home First. She's showing me what was once a covered patio at the shelter. Now the area has several 5-foot-tall dog crates, a patch of fake grass, and the temporary vet clinic. Converting it to a kennel makes a huge difference for homeless people. It means they don't have to abandon their dogs or leave them in an encampment to have a meal, meet with a social worker, or use the shower.
There were more than 60 people who died homeless last year in our area, and many of them had pets. And when the cold weather approaches, which it's about to be here, the pets are in as much danger as their owners are for survival. And so this is a real rescue effort. This is an effort to be sure that the animals, which are sometimes their only family, are kept safe.
Ramon Johnson and his dog Navarro spent last year on the streets in San Jose searching for housing.
We've been together. Navarro stopped that. Navarro is a small Pomeranian mix, very good-looking dog. He thinks the whole world's his friend. He's also a great ambassador for me. When I'm out in public, you know, I'm a tall, intimidating black man with a loud voice. And, you know, some people would cross the street to avoid me or whatever. But with Navarro, people greet me with a smile everywhere I go. Keeping him safe and healthy helped keep me safe and healthy. It gave me motivation to not give up and give in, which would be so easy to do, or to succumb to drugs and alcohol to blot out the pain. I had to stay grounded, I had to stay focused, because Navarro deserved better.
Johnson and Navarro hung in there until they got off the streets and into a place this year. But Johnson and Navarro still need support, and that's where the free vet care here is helpful. Stanford student Andy Meslin helped set up the clinic at the shelter through a Stanford fellowship. For the first clinic, she brought lots of veterinary supplies from the San Jose Animal Care Center. But it was pet supplies, like beds and collars, that were in demand.
One thing that I did notice was that when we got down to, like, the last dog bed or the last crate of food, was that people didn't want to take the last of something, you know? So I think it was this mentality of, like, oh, if someone needs it more than I do, I want them to have it.
The clinic doesn't just feel like a good thing to do. It's important to the health of the whole community.
All of these dogs are outside a lot of the time, or, you know, in these encampments. And so just from, like, a public health perspective, it's really important to have everyone in a community vaccinated. So, you know, if 99% of your dog population is vaccinated and only 1% isn't, the incidence of disease goes way, way, way down.
Mr. and Mrs. Soto didn't want to give their names. They live on the streets near the SAP Center. At the clinic, they hold their Chihuahua Reese close.
Oh, she's a peanut butter cup. That's why her name is Reese, because she's lots of chocolate with a hint of peanut butter. She's part of the family. We're exceptionally close to her because of our living situation right now. So she serves not only as a loving companion, but a guard dog. You know, we know when somebody's around, you know, whatnot.
It's the same way for many others. Pets are more than just animals. They're part of what makes people feel whole. Providing for pets is one part of what's needed to help people take care of themselves. In San Jose, I'm Leslie Griffey for Cross Currents. Oh,
one more.